Daniel Fels is walking into the studio as we speak.
Okay.
Okay, then I don't know where Eric
he
is.
He just saluted me. I got the Terrell Davis touchdown salute.
I promised Daniel Fels later in the show, but here he is. So let's get him situated. Put on a headset. Turn on your mic.
Mic is on.
Let's welcome Daniel Fels to Patriots Nation. Welcome, Daniel.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
This is not Daniel Fels' first radio interview. He's already to go.
No, he's good to go. Done a few of these before.
You have Andy Hart. I'm Paul Perillo. This is Fred Kirsch. He's the boss, so you show him no respect whatsoever.
Right. All my attention goes
this way. That's okay. I get no respect.
I got you.
Again, I know you've been here for a while, but welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
And how's things going so far in New England? You know, what have you been doing?
I've been working hard. That's what I've been doing. Ever since I got here, we hit the ground running with the off-season workouts. A lot of conditioning, a lot of weightlifting, and you guys don't play around up here. I love it.
That seems to be the consensus. Same thing for all the veteran free agents that have come. Will Allen said basically word for word to say that you guys don't screw around too much.
Right. I mean, you hear wonderful things about this organization and how, you know, you guys do it right here. Well, yeah, they definitely do.
They definitely have a system in place, no doubt. But you've been around. I mean, so you've seen your share of teams, so you can definitely draw those contrasts.
You know, that was something I was talking to my wife about is you know, because I have been around and, you know that, you know, the Patriots are such a great world-class organization and, you know, championships, you know, that's what you think of when you think of the Patriots. And, you know, when I had the opportunity to come here to play, we're kind of like, you know, we can compare all the other teams that I've been with to how they do things here. And, you know, I've only been here for about a month, but, you know, you can already see the differences.
Yeah. So is your wife still back at home?
She is. Her and my son are still in California, but they'll be coming out for training camp.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. When you mentioned the opportunity. What kind of an opportunity did you see here? Because obviously everybody knows, you know, Rob Gronkowski, Aaron Hernandez, kind of the story of the tight end world last year. Both had huge seasons. Where do you see yourself kind of fitting in as a blocking guy, a third, you know, a receiving option? I know you're a former receiver.
Right.
Where do you see the opportunity for you to kind of fit in?
You know what? I feel like I can just slide in there and just be a part of that group. I mean, you got two great tight ends right there, and they went out there and they showcased everything last year. But the wonderful thing that I've noticed about this organization and this offense is they spread the ball around. You know, Tom's going to find the open man. And, you know, when you have three tight ends out there on the field, it's going to create, you know, mismatches all over the place for defenses. So I see myself coming in and, you know, hopefully, you know, just contributing in any way that I can, whether it be in the run game or the pass game.
Do you like blocking? Do you think you're a competitive blocker? Because they do often use three tight end sets. And over the years, sometimes that's been a third tackle that's come in. But maybe that could be your role. Kind of Algie Crumpler did it a couple of years
ago. Right. No, I definitely don't mind blocking. I mean, I'm sure you talk to any tight end out there, he's going to want to get his hands on the ball.
Right.
But, you know, and I'm a competitor. I want to win games. I'm going to do whatever it takes to win games. So I'm going to come in and fill in wherever I can and, you know, just take my role in stride.
What's it been like, you know, sort of interacting with the coaches and, you know, Bill Belichick in particular? How was that? Because it's not the first time he's expressed some interest in you in the past as well, right?
Right. I came out here a couple years ago on a visit and sat down and spoke with him. And, you know, I mean, the organization – it's all to his credit. I mean, he's a genius. He's a great guy, real down to earth, and you know what? He knows what he's doing.
Have you had a chance to talk to Josh McDaniels yet?
I have. I have. I talked with him in passing last year. You know, when he was out in St. Louis.
Right.
I had actually just left St. Louis and went
to Denver.
You guys
kind of crossed paths.
We just crossed ways and spoke with him over the phone, but I finally got to sit down and talk with him when I got out here, and you know, he's a well-minded guy himself. You know, he's real sharp and, you know, just real energetic and, you know, loves the game of football. You can just see that from just talking with him.
All right, enough of all that crap.
Okay.
I want to know about Tebow.
I was wondering how long that was going to take.
Well, I gave you the requisite 2 minutes.
I appreciate it. You know, you gave me a little bit of time to kind of lead up to it. I thought we were going to sneak out of here without it, but
no such thing. Fred's a big fan.
Are you?
I am not.
Andy's the opposite of Fred, and I'm somewhere in the middle.
Here's my feeling. And before they you know, misconstrue what I have to say about Tebow. I don't think he's the greatest quarterback, but I think he's a great athlete. I think he's a good football player, and I think he's authentic. You know, all that other off-field stuff. I think that's really who he is. I don't think he's a phony.
Right.
And I think there are a lot of guys who are phonies, you know, but I think he's authentic, and that's all I'm saying about him. So I give him his props. I have no problem with him. All these people that have been hating on him since Florida, and when he got drafted, it wasn't his fault he got drafted.
Now how did I miss? All I said was you were a big fan, and Andy's the opposite of a big fan, and I'm in the middle.
And you're on the fence.
Yeah, I'm right in the fence. That's very rare for me. You'll find that out.
Right, well,
I'm never on the fence on anything.
I'm not going to push you either way.
I'm not a big fan.
I think he is genuine. I don't think he can play quarterback.
Huh. That puts me on the,
and that puts me on the, that puts me on the fence.
I can see how you're on the fence, but I mean, yeah. You know, I guess you got to break
down the
question.
I think Fred is right about Tim Tebow the person. I've seen no reason to believe that he's a fraud. I believe he's a genuinely good person who wants to do good things in life.
I concur. That is.
I don't think he can throw well enough to play quarterback at the NFL level. So that puts me on the fence.
You know what? I think if you give the guy some time and actually have some people work with him, I think he'll be a pretty good quarterback.
Okay.
And I have to be honest. I hold his followers against him. I find Tebowites or whatever you want to call them very annoying. And I tell these guys, the year he was coming out at the Combine, there was a comment made by another media member that said they had spent time with Tim Tebow and they were a better person for it. And anyone who spends time around Tebow is a better person for it.
But why is that Tim Tebow?
It just annoys me. Well, you know, in the guy's defense, to his defense, it's kind of a no-win situation for him. There's all these high expectations of him, him coming out, and you got the critics either one way or the other, and it's just kind of like he can't win. You know, when he does play well as a quarterback, when he makes some good throws, they're kind of like, oh, you know, it was a lucky pass. You know, then he goes off and he makes a bad throw, and it's just kind of like, eh, you know, that's what you expect from the guy. So it's kind of a no-win situation, and you know what? To give him credit, like, he's out there. He's got intangibles that you cannot coach.
Right. But my point is, you seem like a good guy. You seem like you're here working hard. But I don't, you know, you're not in jockey commercials, and you probably throw just as well as Tim Tebow does, and no one's doing all these big stories.
But what you're missing, there's a lot of
good people in football and in the NFL.
But what you're missing is I'm a better person for having met him.
Well, I
spent 5 minutes with Daniel, and I'm a better person for it.
Thank you.
So Tebow's not.
That's
alone.
How you suck up to the new guy right there.
He doesn't realize Paul's being sarcastic.
No, I'm not.
Right.
All right.
I agree with Andy. He walked into the studio and he's sort of lit it up. I mean, we're all sort of laughing and joking and enjoying his presence. What's the difference? Why do we not have to say anything?
But it's not.
I kind of agree with Andy with the reaction with
that's
it.
That's why you're on the fence.
That's what puts
yeah.
me on
but,
the.
But to Daniel's
and like I said, it's very rare for me. I'm not ever on the fence.
You're a people pleaser. I can see that.
Anything but.
No, he's actually a fighter.
He gets into fights with women at Toys R Us.
I can't believe Andy.
Babies R Us.
I can't believe Andy hasn't said you're too heavy to be on the fence.
It's true. You did it for me.
There you go.
I actually did have a follow up question on the Josh McDaniels.
Go ahead.
You know, here with Brady being, you know, such a veteran quarterback and understanding the offense so well, it's almost like the Patriots have two offensive coordinators. You know, Brady's almost a coordinator on the field.
Right.
You know, have you mentally started thinking about that, you know, Brady, you know, it's a little bit different than a lot of offenses where the call comes in from the sideline, quarterback, you know, relays that to the huddle, and boom. Brady's often making his own calls, and you have to be up on the playbook in order to work in this system. Have you thought about that yet?
No, I definitely thought about that where, you know, you got to make sure it's always important, no matter what offense you're in, to be on the same page as your quarterback, you know, because you guys are the ones out there going through, you know, the battle and the fire and everything that's going on out there. So being in tune with offense is definitely a big thing, and I have thought about it, and I've actually started some work on it. But it's very similar to the offense that we ran in Denver, even though it was a different quarterback.
Yeah.
different type of quarterback.
When you get open, Brady's going to hit you in the hands, not make you dive for it.
Like, what was that game? Was it the Miami game?
Yeah.
That you had to make that dive? Yeah, you won't have to do that here.
Okay.
You'll be able to, you know, work on your celebration as the ball's coming, because you'll know, I'm going to catch this and be in the end zone.
See, I got to give Tim credit, though, because he gave me that pass and I was able to lay out for it. Right. I've shown that I can do that.
There you go.
You know,
he does give receivers a lot of those chances.
Good point. It's a good point.
They say Tim works in mysterious ways.
I have another.
That took another 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, let's get away from Tebow, but another former quarterback, and this is kind of a personal question, because I went out on the limb for Sam Bradford. I thought Sam Bradford was a generational type quarterback, that he could go down the road of Brady, Manning, be a, you know, 15-year starter, Hall of Fame talent.
Right.
You played with him.
Mm-hmm.
How good do you think he can be? Where do you think he is in his development?
I mean, I think he had a little bit of a setback last year. I think he's going to be a real good quarterback, but just like any quarterback, I think it takes a little bit of time, just getting comfortable in a system. You know, he came in, he had one offense, and then all of a sudden, his second year, he had a completely different offense.
Right.
And you know, the St. Louis, they were trying to get some things going with their offensive line, and they weren't able to protect him as much last year, so he had some injuries. But I think he's going to be a good quarterback.
All right. So besides football, what are your interests? What are you into? Movies, books, fishing? What do you do?
I have a 10-month-old son right now, so I'm really into him. He's pretty much changed my life completely.
So diapers, bottles.
I'm really into changing diapers
sleepless
right now.
You're much more lively for someone with a 10-month-old. You should be
sleeping. Like I said, I've been here for about a month now, so they're still in
California.
That's true.
You did say that.
You're here playing. Your wife's doing the hard work.
Exactly. But I'm into cooking. Love to cook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I
that's
like
good.
To
We're
eat.
Into eating, so if you ever want to bring our hobbies together, we'd be happy to sample your goods.
Well, any type
of cuisine. Yeah, what do you like to do you like to cook?
A little bit of anything and everything. Yeah. You know, I'm always out there trying something new. You know, I'll get a couple cookbooks and just kind of browse it, you know, the entrees or whatnot, and then add my own little flair to it.
What's your favorite type of cuisine?
Love Italian.
Yeah, that's the one. Who doesn't, really, though?
No.
I mean, I will say I've gotten
into the two
sushi.
Guineas nod.
I've gotten into sushi, but I don't make sushi myself. My wife does. She'll make homemade sushi.
Really? Sushi must be the easiest thing, because you don't cook it, right?
Yeah, but you got to prepare
it. You got to know what you're doing, I would imagine.
Yeah, and if you screw it up, you get sick and end up in the hospital.
There you go. Any tailgating specialties? We'll throw them in the paper, Freddie, right? Wow. Remember when we did that?
Yeah. We did the favorite recipes of the players.
My wife has a real good one. She's got this pulled chicken.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, instead of pulled pork, you know, a little bit healthier on the healthier side. Yeah, a little pulled chicken.
Handy.
Nice little sweet roll.
Good. Now, is this just a hobby, or do you think down the road, you know, post-football, maybe you'd want to have a restaurant?
You know, I've actually thought about that. Earlier in my career, my first 2 years, I actually did some internships at some steakhouses, just kind of trying to learn the business and whatnot. Restaurants,
business, right?
It's real tough. It's tough.
Yeah. Competitive, right? That sounds like Jarvis Green. Remember, he did the internship at the steakhouse down in Providence, and now he has a restaurant in Louisiana.
Yeah, the capital. Or
how long has the restaurant been around?
Probably 3-4 years.
I think he's made it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Isn't it like 95% fail in the first
year? In the first couple
of
years, I definitely learned that, so I was kind of like, maybe I'll wait till either my career's
maybe
done.
Maybe I'll keep my money in my pocket.
Yeah.
Well, there's some nice restaurants up here at Patriot Place. I don't know if you've had a chance to check them out, but we've got some good ones up here.
I've heard some good things about it, but I don't think my wife will let me go there without her, so I have to. I can't say that I've tried anything over the radio.
You got to scout.
Davios would be worth the trip.
I'm going to make sure that I'm only going to take you the best ones.
I got you.
So I have to do the reconnaissance for you.
You also should talk to
hang out with you more. See, that's good cover.
You should also talk to Dan Connolly,
mm-hmm.
whose brother is an executive chef, I believe, in New York. He was in Boston.
Yeah, he's a
well-renowned
chef,
well-renowned chef, too, actually, yeah.
Wow. So you think you can't learn anything from those offensive linemen, but you never know sometimes.
Nice. Recipes.
Oh, they know how to
food?
Eat.
Come on.
They know
that's
how
true.
To eat.
They know how to eat.
I've seen them at Davio's on a Friday night before a game. They have their own room.
They shut it down over there?
Oh, yeah.
I like it. I might be there on Friday nights with these guys.
All right. Well, Daniel,
wait, one more thing.
Okay,
I got to tell
go ahead.
Him. Are you offended by this?
Uh-oh.
I hope not.
Oh, boy.
When we signed you, I immediately deemed
that's
you
right.
the best third tight end in football. Is that,
is that offensive or a compliment?
Because I am calling you the third tight end, but Rob Gronkowski and Aaron Hernandez are pretty good, too. So
I don't know. Maybe I'm on the fence about that.
Well,
I got a new favorite player. Rodney Harrison, you're out.
If you're a third tight end on the Patriots, that's a good job to have because, you know, like we said, they'd bring out Nate Solder and put him in, but, you know, at the tight end because they love using that three tight end set. They just didn't have a tight end they could use last year.
Right.
That. You know, you could have a definite role here.
All right.
I'll tell you what.
And the quarterback will hit you in the hands.
Okay. Right. Perfect. In the locker room, we'll be down there in the locker room, Eric, Andy, and I, every day. You come up to me with any issue that you have and ask me what my take is, I'll guarantee you I won't be on the fence again.
Except Tebow.
All right. We'll hold you
except
to it.
Tebow.
All right. Daniel
thank you,
Fells,
Daniel.
New tight end for the New England Patriots. Thank you for coming in. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.